Yeah, you know what that means. Let's get it. Let's just get right into it. If the volume go mute, screen go blank, or if it freeze or anything like that, let me know ASAP in the chat. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. That makes you the king of the stream unless you get dethroned with a higher donation. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, all in the chat. Looking for a $15 goal in order to do a 2-hour live stream. The whole stream goal is $25 to guarantee a bonus stream this week. And yeah, let's get right into it.
We need audio, Blue. Oh, I'm staticky. Am I staticky? I can't hear you, TD. Tell me if I'm staticky, though. You need to, my. I can't hear you. Okay. Is your name TD?
Yes.
TD, where are you calling me
Yes.
from?
Atlanta.
ATL,
Atlanta.
how old are you?
Fifty-two.
Yikes.
Okay, 52. What you do for a living?
I'm in HR.
You
Human
run
resources.
HR?
I am in
You run?
HR.
You are in HR.
If it wasn't for HR and nursing, would any woman have a job? If it wasn't for customer service, HR, and nursing, I'm not so sure. Let's do the VA vets. Visual analysis, red hair. I don't need to say that red hair is a red flag. Red hair is a red herring. Ah, boy. And not only does she have red hair, like half of her head is shaved. She's begging you to pass her up.
No, not, but I'm in HR. Yeah, I'm an HR professional.
Hit the like button. Hit the like button.
Okay, so TD Atlanta 52 HR. Do you have any kids?
This is always hard. I have two sons. My oldest son passed 2 years ago. He was 34, and my youngest son is 24.
I'm sorry to hear about your son that passed away. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Rest in peace to her son. I need y'all to hit the like button. I need everybody to hit the like button. Let's get it.
So TD Atlanta 52, what's your zodiac sign?
Aries.
Aries. TD Atlanta 52, Aries, works at HR, mom to two sons.
Yeah, so 52, as y'all already know, that's the age of the friend that come over 2 times a week. It's not the age of anything serious in the dating market. I'm letting that be known now. That's the age of an F buddy that you travel with 2 times a year. Simple and plain. So all her standards should really line up with something like that. Everybody hit the like button.
Okay. What kind of man are you looking for? Have you ever been married? I'm sorry.
Yes, twice. Divorced twice, married twice. I am not good in this area, just FYI.
You're not good.
Oh, we know. You're not good. Like most women aren't good in the area of being in control of their own dating lives. You know, but I'll give you some credit. You were married twice. So at least somebody thought enough about you to marry you twice. But I got a feeling that as we go through this video, we're gonna determine that those guys weren't very bright, or they was down bad or something. Cause I just automatically assume if you're on Kendra G, you're not a good dating option, and I'm rarely proved wrong.
In a marriage?
And I'm not good at picking men, obviously, because I've been divorced twice,
Well,
and
some
it's
women never been married at all. Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, I don't know. You want something until you have it. And then once you have it and understand how it works, you understand maybe I should have waited.
No, I'm waited for what, ma'am? You either a good wife or you not. You waiting not going to make you a better wife, and it's not going to make men different. Men want pretty much the same things in a wife. Men who are looking for a wife are pretty much looking for the same things in a wife. And men are pretty similar when it comes to what we want in a relationship. So it ain't a matter of waiting. You just should have just left men alone for a lifetime then. If you've been married twice, you didn't like what it was, you're never going to like what it is. It's not exciting. Yes, we want you to cook and clean, be a decent human being, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, it's work. The woman has to do something and put effort into the relationship and care for another human being.
So now, you know.
Okay, I got you, bro. Well, let's try it. So we got TD Atlanta, 52 Aries, works in HR, mom to two boys. Did your two boys have the same father?
No. My oldest son, I had him when I was 15. And so he had another father, and then I was married to my youngest son's father.
All right. So let's start taking off some points. Do I got anybody in the do I got any wrenches in the chat? If I have anybody listening in right now who has a wrench to their name, please let yourself be known in the chat. But I'll try to keep score myself because I don't see nobody in the chat. So we're going to take off. We're going to take off 10. I'll do it like this. 5 points for having red hair and another 5 points for half of your damn head being shaved. So let's just start with a negative 10. And then the fact that you divorced two husbands, we're going to take 5 apiece off for that. So that's a negative 20. The fact that you were a teen mom, we're going to take off 10 points for that. So we had negative 30 to start off with. Hey, Quick Apple, would you mind doing me a favor, Quick Apple, and keep track of the points? We had negative 30 points off top. So every time I, you know, say a negative or positive in points, you know, keep track of it. Let's get it.
Okay. And then you was married to somebody else after him?
After my youngest son's father, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. What kind of man are you looking for now?
I actually wrote this down. I'm looking for somebody looking for me. I'm so exhausted. I deleted your app twice. I've been on the apps. I just really started dating last year.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have to give out the app profile in order for the guy to reach out to you.
She already sounds negative. Like, I'm just getting a negative vibe. She's like, oh, I'm done with dating because you're a bad option, man. That's what all these women got to understand. That's what all, especially like after 35. Look, women don't become 35 and single because they're so fucking awesome. That's not how most women become single after 35. See, this is what women don't get. After a while, you're BS in the dating market, so you're going to attract nothing but BS. The men who are worth a damn are going to do everything in their power to stay away from you. So I get why you're so just depleted and just fed up with the dating market, because you're getting what you are. But I'm just getting a negative aura off the top. And we, how long are we into the video? We only 3 minutes and 30 seconds in to a 30-minute video. And I don't know if y'all even going to be able to take this lady. I'm going to tell you right now, I already looked at this video. This lady is long-winded, and she never shuts the fuck up. So we'll see if we're able to make it through. But it's so many points I want to touch on throughout this video. So we'll see. But I'm not attracted to her personality. Even if I was attracted to her physically, which I'm not, her demeanor and just vibe she giving off would turn me the hell off. So you know what? I'm going to take another 5 points off just for her negative energy.
Oh yeah, I signed back up.
Okay.
But I don't check it anymore. I will say this, that several men that have connected
hit the like button
have multiple profiles, and there are a lot of those multiple profiles. One might say they're from the United States, the other one might say they're
Lisa app, and that's the number one thing. The one you should ask for their social media.
Men are different these
Yeah, hit the like button. I got zero likes. I got six people watching and nobody's liking it. I don't know if these are new watchers, but if you any of my, you know, diehard rare breeds, I need y'all to hit the like button.
Days. I don't know what to expect. They either want you to settle down right now. The men I'm running into want to get married today. They don't want to.
Well, a lot of women want that type of man.
I don't. Because I know what that comes with. I've been love bombed before. I know what happens when everything is good. Everything is good in the beginning. Everything. Always.
Well, yeah, but ma'am, you sound hurt. You're not healed. You're damaged. You're giving the perfect example of why men don't want to date older women. It's just giving all baggage, all trauma, all I ain't putting up with X, Y, and Z no more because I didn't put up with that for 30 years. And it, no, none of this is inviting. None of it. Well, I know it's all good in the beginning, but I mean, I know it's going to turn left at some point because I done been through it over and over and over again. Nothing about that get a man slung hard. Nothing about that say, let me hit her up. And she said, well, it's always good in the beginning. Well, apparently it ain't all good in the beginning with you. You ain't coming with all good vibes in the beginning. You exhausting already. You're coming off negative and you're exhausting. So it wouldn't be no honeymoon phase with you. You getting right into the bullshit straight up front.
I don't care what it is, a new job, a new man, a new woman. It's all good in the beginning. It's when you start to live your life and every day becomes every day with this person, and then they have little idiosyncratic behaviors and you realize that y'all aren't, you know, as matched as you thought you were in the beginning, and then 20 years has passed by.
Okay.
No, 20 years don't just pass by. I mean, if the person, you know, wasn't a fit for you, why didn't you just leave as soon as you saw they weren't a fit? Yeah, 20 years don't just skate by like that. That was cute, though.
Let's start with the first question again. What kind of man do you desire?
Somebody looking for somebody like me. Somebody that's, you know, I literally just told my sister this afternoon. I said, I think I'm done. I'm done. I've tried this six times already since 2023, and I'm exhausted. It's too much. So it's...
If you're done, just be done, ma'am. No, the men in the dating market 50 plus, they ain't shed no tears if you done. How many times have she said something of that nature in 5 minutes and 37 seconds about being done and I'm exhausted and men are different and yada, yada, yada. Okay, and she says she's looking for a man who's looking for her. How many men are looking for a bitch with red hair, with half of her head shaved, with all this baggage who've been divorced twice? Like, who looking for that? I got a feeling nobody who she's going to be looking for to look for her. It's the wild guess. Yeah, everybody hit the like button. If y'all don't hit the like button, I guess I'll get off here soon. I don't know.
By a fluke that you, because you kept saying you only have three, you're going to do this for three more minutes. And I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and try to see. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe this is the Lord saying, hey, this is what this is. But somebody looking for somebody like me, somebody that is secure, healed. I am very healed from what ailed me in my past. I had to do a lot of work to get healed, even before my son passed, after my second divorce, because my second husband was my best friend. And so I had to learn to self-isolate and find out how my decisions led to the demise of my relationships, because I haven't had a lot of relationships.
Ma'am, I mean, maybe she's telling the truth. I mean, she had two husbands and then she got pregnant at 15 by some random nigga. So, I mean, I guess three isn't that much, you know, at 52, but how many situationships have you had? But look, I'm getting ahead of myself. You're definitely not healed. Nothing about this past 6 minutes and 24 seconds says healed. Nothing. When women say, I'm this, or I'm that, or I never do this, just think the opposite. When a woman say I'm healed, she's the least healed person. When a woman say I don't lie, she lie the most. Because that's awkward. People don't have to just come out and say that I'm a nice person or I don't lie. When you have to just say it out loud, like bluntly like that, it's a red flag. And it usually means you're full of crap.
So I had to work on me, and I had to be accountable, and you know. So I've only, like I said, I've only recently started dating since last year.
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Smokers. I cannot deal with anybody smoke cigarettes. No smokers. I'm not even going to say liars, because for me, there is no second chance once you've lied to me. I just need people to understand that. You know, if you lie to me once, that's it. I do mean a lie, because I don't lie. I don't need to lie. I'm too old. I can't remember a lie. So I remember the truth. So if you lie to me once, I'm done.
that's not realistic. So let's start here. Everybody lies. I don't care if it's a little friendly white lie, a lie just because you don't feel like explaining something to somebody in depth. We all lie. Anybody who say I never lie is a damn lie. You lying about not lying. You damn liar. It's just not true. Everybody lies. I don't give a damn who it is. You know, what else did she say? She said something else ridiculous just now, too. I can't remember. Let's get back into it. So, look, -5 points for that damn lie. That lie about not lying. Hit the like button.
So, I don't think I need to say liars, but I need somebody that does know how to pray. Somebody that believes in the Lord. I don't, if I hear one more man say he's spiritual, I'm going to probably lose it, but you know, it is what it is. It's not for me. I want the man that is praying for me. Okay. I want him to be as tired and exhausted. And I have a little prayer. I have prayer jars on my breakfast nook over there. And I've had a prayer jar for my future husband ever since before my divorce was finalized.
Well, that's kind of weird. You had a prayer jar for your future husband before you was even divorced from this husband. Man, forget marriage. Marriage ain't for you. You tried it twice already. Let that go. And these women with this religion shit, man, men really are not. I mean, you got men that believe in God, but men aren't really super religious like that and always talking about praying. Or even if they are, I feel like it's just like a personal relationship with God. It's not going to be an active part in the relationship like that. These women just have so many demands. Ma'am, you're at the bottom of the dating market. If he don't pray, just that ain't important. That ain't important. If he don't worship Satan, that should be good enough. If he just believe in God and not religious, you would be lucky to have him. All these stipulations with bottom of the barrel women, it just don't make sense. He got to have a prayer jar, and she said something about he got to be tired and exhausted like me. What? That don't even make sense. We tired and exhausted from just listening to you.
Because I do believe.
And then real quick, women like that, they want to like dictate how you practice religion. They want to tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing based on the religion and all that. She's going to try to use it to control you. This is a woman who will use religion to control you. Look what I see here on the right side. Some more bullshit. It's just never ending. Life advice to men from a 37-year-old woman. We might have to click on that next, y'all. Let's get the donations in so we could do a 2-hour stream so I can get to this.
Marriage. I'm not sure if I want to do it again, but I'm praying about that. So, you know, and I like my singlehood. I have a lot of peace. And that is the...
Ma'am, if you like your singlehood, why the fuck are you here? Because this is kind of embarrassing. Let's be honest. To come on the Kendra G Show is kind of an embarrassment. As a woman especially. You're so desperate as a woman, you had to come on a YouTube dating show to try to beg for a man. As a man coming on this show, it's not that bad because nobody really want a man. Even if you are a good catch, people don't really want a man. Women don't really want a man. And actually, the better the man you are, the less likely it is that you do well with the ladies. Because women love bad boys. Women love evil men because those men are exciting. But on the opposite end, women having to come on this show after having plenty of options for 30, 40 years, it's an embarrassment. So if you love being single so much, why would you embarrass yourself by coming on the Kendra G Singles Live show? You capping, baby.
third deal breaker. I can't do drama at all. I don't care what it is. I don't argue. I don't fight. I don't.
Right. Right.
I'm just as peaceful as the day is long. So if you have any drama, if you were coming, I keep running into men that, again, if they don't, you know, if they want to settle down right away, if they're not.
That's another thing. Man, this woman could talk. But who believes that she getting marriage proposals left and right? She keeps saying, I keep running into guys who want to get married today. First off, that's an over-exaggeration off the top. You haven't met one man who met you and said, I want to get married today. But I get it's a whatever. She's being hyperbolic or whatever. But, ma'am, usually a 50-something-year-old man who's serious about dating, he not trying to date you for 6 months to a year. You know, we y'all in the later years of life. Like, let's get to it. If we like each other, you know, it seemed like it could work. Let's get to it. But this woman could talk. She said, I'm as peaceful as the day is long. And she say, I'm not combative. I don't argue. I don't fight. That's a damn lie. There's no woman on this planet who maintains a peaceful household for a lifetime. Women's brains aren't peaceful. Nothing about how she's coming off, her disposition, how much she's talking. None of that is coming off as peaceful. As much as you talk, that's not peaceful. Make it make sense, lady. Don't ever believe a woman who, I'm peaceful, I bring peace, I don't like drama. Those are the women that bring the most drama. Women by nature love drama.
Not doing that, then they're playing games. I had a guy try to invite me into a poly relationship. I've done all the things, okay? So there are things I know about those situations that I already know what happens. I know how it evolves, so I'm not interested. So yeah, so somebody that's looking for me, oh, the deal breakers, that's what we were talking about. He's got to learn, he's got to know how to pray. He's got to have a relationship with Christ. I don't, not God, Hotep, no, his Jesus Christ. I need you to be a Bible-believing Christian.
I don't need you to tell me what I need to do pertaining to God and religion. That's just a huge red flag. Let's take off another 5 points for that. Stop trying to dictate my relationship with God and how many times a day I got to pray. That's not your place as a woman according to any religion that I've heard of. I've never heard of any religious text that say the woman supposed to dictate how a man's supposed to be religious. Y'all can let me know if you educated below on it.
You to be perfect, because I cuss a lot. And I'm praying about that. But I think I've earned the right to say some things. And me and the Lord have conversations consistently. So,
but you talking all this Jesus Christ God stuff, but you cuss a lot. It don't make sense. See, they just be talking. We all, you know, mess up and cuss sometimes. But if you cuss a lot, you're not walking in the life of Christ. You know what I mean? Like, somebody who's genuinely serious about religion don't cuss a lot. Fucking period. And that's not even a hard ask. I'm not saying, oh, if you know, on the path of Christ, you ain't ever going to sin. Yeah, you're going to sin. But not cussing a lot is the easiest thing you could fix. They're just walking jokes, y'all.
But, yeah, but he needs to have a relationship. He needs to love the Lord as much as I do and be flawed and fallible and just a human person. And he has to be kind.
Did you peep that? He got to be into Jesus as much as me, but he also got to sin as much as me. That's what she's meant by flawed and fallible, because she don't want him to be, you know, walking in Christ better than her, because then he's going to hold her accountable and try to keep her on point and check her. She don't want that. Really, she wants you to be more fallible than she is so she can check you using Christ. Did you peep that? That's what she meant by that.
I can't deal with mean people at all.
You seem kind of
mean to anybody. I mean, I don't, if you're somebody who is mean to wait staff, you know, because you think they're beneath you or anything, like, I can't do mean people. So I practice kindness for a living. I have to in order to keep my mental health intact. So
your mental health is not intact, and nothing about your demeanor is coming off like you're a nice, kind person. But I'll say this too. I really hate that too. The whole status thing and acting like you're better than other people. Most people that I come in contact with, I notice that in them. For some reason or another, they deem themselves superior to certain people, and they treat people bad that they deem to be beneath them. I mean, we all probably have certain people that we deem to be beneath us, but the important part is not to treat people like that, even if you do feel that way. But let's continue.
But yeah, he's got to be kind. Okay. So if he's mean, that's a deal breaker.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
He's got to be attractive to me. I mean, I literally just having this conversation with my sister tonight that I'm now finding myself attracted to men who I've never been attracted to before, like ever. I've never dated dark-skinned men. I've always dated men very fair-complected, very light-skinned.
She hates herself. Ma'am, you dark-skinned. You're dark-skinned. Like, and for anybody who would mention something about me not wanting to date black women, it don't got nothing to do with skin color. It got something to do with the attitude, the demeanor, the disposition, and all that. She's flat out saying she wouldn't date somebody her complexion. Is that self-hatred? Black women are always shaming black men about dating out of our race, saying we hate ourselves. Well, it sounds like you hate yourself, man. Dark-skinned men, you're dark-skinned. You're not healed.
My ex-husbands were light-skinned men, and I've always dated tall, good-looking, really good-looking men.
No good, really good-looking men. She's really bashing all her exes on this. It's not a good sign. But I want to point this out. This woman is not attractive. Hit the like button. This woman is not attractive. And I'm not saying that to just be funny, but it is a dating show. So it's relevant. It's pertinent. Hold on. Give me a second. But I want to point this out. Unattractive women have the luxury to date attractive men. I don't know if it's because men's standards are low or what. But even unattractive women who can't get commitment from a tall, handsome man, they can get a fling with one. A ugly woman can get a fling with multiple tall, handsome men. And that's what fucked up the game. The internet really did that. Yeah, that's what effed up the game. And that's why the average woman thinks she's better than the average man, because the average woman can have flings with elite men. And it's absolutely crazy.
With agendas. They've all had agendas. So I'm open, but you need to be intelligent. I think I've had men tell me that I was intimidating. If you're intimidated by me, then I'm not for you. Because right. I don't put off that kind of energy. I'm very just low key, and you know, I'm not all in everybody's face all the time. So
this conversation is all in our face right now, and you're not intelligent. This is a case of somebody who never shut up, so they think because they talk a lot they're smart. It's not the case. You're very intimidating. Everything about you is coming off with intimidating. Really, it's not intimidating. It's you're unlikable. And that's a man's way of saying, I don't like your personality.
If I intimidate you, that is a you problem. That's not a TD problem. The man who is looking for somebody like me is not at all intimidated by me. I don't, my education, my job, none of that. Nothing about me is intimidating to him.
Lies.
Yeah, what was the question?
Did he have to look a certain way?
He's got to just be attractive to me. I mean, I don't even care. Well, and I'm 5'2". Okay, so I don't want somebody 5'2". But if he's 5'4", I could care less. Because if he's 5'4", with the tallest personality ever, and he can make me laugh.
Ain't nobody being a court jester for a 52-year-old woman with red hair with her head shaved. All these demands, like she just a bad bitch. Like, you don't get height requirements no more after a certain age. I would say after 30, ain't no more height requirements or money requirements after 30. You get a companion. You had 18 to 29. to ask for height preferences and money preferences. After 30, you leftovers officially. So all that height and money stuff got to go out the window.
I love to laugh. And I'm very flirty. I would say some things, but I know that this is public, so I won't go too knee deep into that. But I have a certain proclivity that I would like to engage in, you know, once I'm married and or in a committed relationship again.
What is that proclivity? Are you trying to say you give good dome? I mean, what? I would hope. I mean, you got to have something that would entice a man. It's not your personality. It's not your looks. It ain't your hairstyle. So, I mean, I hope you at least give good head.
Yeah, he just has to be attractive to me.
Okay.
Now, the teeth, hygiene.
So, do you not want to date a man that's dark skin, or you're open?
Oh, no, I don't. I don't care what he looks like. I mean, but he just has to be attractive to me.
Okay.
I mean, so whatever that looks. And he just needs to be. He needs to be smart.
You're not smart, ma'am.
Okay. What about money? Should he make a certain amount of money?
He just can't need me for anything. I have a lifestyle of my own, okay? So you can't be intimidated by me. I married two men who were intimidated. And when I started to make more money, it became a problem. As long as they felt like I was just at that level, where they could control me, but when they realize that I can make enough money, so this is really my second husband, but him telling his self this, that she makes enough money that she doesn't need me anymore. My ex-husband used to have this saying called "he made himself necessary," which means when we first were together for about 8 years, he was the house husband. He did everything. He cooked. He taught me how to cook. He cooked, he cleaned, he, you know, went and picked the kids up, you know, not my son. He would take care of my son. And I worked.
Sounds like a decent dude, you know? I mean, some people would judge him for not working, but it shows the big difference between men and women. Like, men actually come to a situation wanting to bring value. A lot of women would be okay getting taken care of financially and sitting and swiping on TikTok all day. They don't really care about the part where they bring value to the man or to the relationship. They feel like I'm female and I'm giving you coochie, so that's enough. When men don't work, they usually do try to bring value in other ways. But yeah, already sounds like a decent dude. He was taking care of a kid that wasn't his, keeping the house clean, picking up the kids from school. Sounds like he was being a good human in the relationship.
I made, you know, decent money. But the minute I started making, and I hate this question, but the minute I started making six figures, he had a problem.
And no, it don't even sound right. If I'm a stay-at-home husband and you make more money, that's good for me. Why would I have a problem? I'm already a stay-at-home husband. It ain't like I was making 50 and you was making 50 and then you made 100 and then I had a problem with it because you was the big dog now. You was already the big dog paying all the bills. So why would he have a problem with more money coming into the household? That don't make any fucking sense. That's like a stay-at-home wife saying, I got a problem that you bringing more money in the house. Can you imagine a wife complaining, a stay-at-home wife or stay-at-home mom complaining that her husband got a raise at work? Think about that shit. It don't make sense. Let's get some donations in, y'all. Let's get it. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, so we can go for 2 hours.
And I don't know where it came from, but it was just, I think it in his mind, he could make himself necessary as long as he felt like I couldn't pay anybody else to do it. I never gave him that impression, but, you know, again, people tell themselves stories. So,
like you?
So, yeah, he just can't need me for anything. He can't be intimidated by the way I live. I believe in self-care.
Yeah, we know what that means. But if he can't need you for anything, why should he get with you? I can't see what he would want you. I can't see why he would want you for any reason. So now you also taking the not need you to, like, look, that's the thing. When women are leftover women and they old in the dating market and not attractive, you should want to bring some value to a man. You have to bring value to a man because you're not a desirable woman anymore. And that's why women like this qualify for dudes who need a place to stay, who don't got a job. at this point in dating, you're going to have to bring some real value to a man that he needs. Fucking period.
And I stopped talking to a guy once because he made a comment about my coffee. Because I used to drink Starbucks every morning. And he was like, oh, wow, you must be rich because you... I said, what? I mean, I work very hard.
I'm pretty sure he was joking, ma'am. Like, this woman is really uptight and would be really unlikable to be around. It was a joke. You drink Starbucks every day? Oh, you must be rich. That's a fucking joke or sarcasm or something. And you took a shit like, what? How dare you? I work hard. I'm clutching my pearls. Like, this woman is unbearable.
He didn't tell me that you... And so him just... And I had known him for a number of years, so it was... You know, but I didn't like that. So I'm like, yeah, this isn't for me. That's probably one of the things I need to work on.
So you threw away an 8-year bond because he made a joke about you drinking Starbucks all the time. This woman is fucking batch crazy, y'all. She's batch crazy. But let me touch on this real quick. When women make a certain amount of money, they feel like, yeah, a man can't tell them nothing about how they spend their money. But that's not how men are. That's not how, you know, men think. That's not how relationships are with a man. If we want to be the leaders, so we want to dictate some shit and we want to basically put our program into action. So if you blowing money on trips and Starbucks and shit you don't need and you ain't putting no money away or investing for retirement, yeah, a man of substance who's a leader is going to have a problem with that and he's going to want to reel you in. Because she probably can't afford Starbucks every day. Because she probably, you know, spend money on other frivolous things. So when you add it all up and then you consider that she's not investing or saving for retirement or nothing, yeah, you can't afford Starbucks every day. Men are going to want to reel that budget in. And for a woman who's been on her own for as long as this woman been on her own, and she's stuck in her own ways and she bullheaded and all that, she's going to have a problem with that. And that's why she's not relationship material. And like I said at the beginning of this video, get you somebody who to come through and, you know, knock the dust off that thing a couple times a week and maybe y'all can travel sometime. That's it. And you can keep buying your Starbucks and he'll see you on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Okay. So you don't have a money requirement, but just be okay with a man that's okay with your salary.
No, well, no, my salary shouldn't be his business. I mean,
you see that energy right there? My salary shouldn't be his business, player. You see that masculinity right there? My salary ain't his business. But see, that's what I'm saying. You don't want anything serious with a man then. Because at some point, your salary would be his business if y'all building a life together. You're done as far as a serious relationship with anybody.
And he needs to be able to take
care
of...
Well, I mean, a man that's okay with the lifestyle you live because of your salary.
Yes.
That's what I meant. Okay. All right. Let's do the Kendrick Ham.
Oh. I'm sorry. I just got back from the gym. So. Can you?
She just got back from the gym in a ball gown. The ball, like, man, I thought you said earlier you ain't lie. That's a damn lie that you just got back from the gym. Or let's say she just got back from the gym a couple hours ago and changed into this. That still ain't getting back from the gym. And then what do it got to do with you doing the Kendrick Cam in a dress? If you did just leave the gym 2 hours ago. Now you sitting here in the dress. So why are you apologizing from about coming back from the gym a couple hours ago? Make it make sense. That refrigerator looked like a chaotic mess. Remember she said she was peaceful? I could just tell by how her house looked. She's not peaceful. And her brain is just a chaotic mess. And her house reflects that. Oh, my gosh. And that house isn't given I make 100K. It just isn't. What are we rating the Kendrick Cam, y'all? What are we rating it? 1 to 5. I need some action in my chat. Everybody hit the like button and send the donations in so we can go 2 hours. But rate this Kendrick Cam from 1 to 5 in the chat. 1 to 5 in the chat, man. What are we looking like? She said she was what, 40 something? 52? I forgot how old she said she was. her body is giving 68.
Okay. All right, we'll see you, girl.
God bless her, though. With all them damn requirements.
We got you, lady. So, TD in Atlanta, 52, Aries, works in HR. Mom's two sons, one has passed on. When was your last relationship? Married twice. When was your last relationship?
My second husband. We divorced in 2020, and we stopped seeing each other a year after we divorced. So we officially stopped seeing each other in 2021. So I haven't been in a relationship since 2021. I dated, but not anything I would call a relationship. Okay. Nobody's ever stuck around.
Nobody what?
Yeah, nobody has ever stuck around. Now, that was an honest moment. She's been doing a lot of lying, you know, on the stream. But that was an honest moment, finally. Nobody has stuck around. But watch this, though.
I've never allowed anybody to stick around. Let me put it like that.
Bingo. She had to put herself back in the position of authority and power. That was a vulnerable, real moment when she said nobody has stuck around. That's really what's going on. But she had to flip it to go back to the effing his boss babe narrative. No, I never let nobody stick around because I'm the boss babe around here.
Okay. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
March.
Three flaws you have to work on.
I'm very dismissive.
We know.
I don't have a lot of... I have triggers, but I'm... my tolerance level for nonsense from especially men my age is very, very small.
I don't take no shit. The whole I don't take no shit spiel. I don't know why women think this sounds appealing to a man. You are the shit in the dating market. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to take shit at this point. You're going to have to make a deal. You're not getting your ideal man anymore.
I don't like games. If I'm coming to you very honest and candid and I'm telling you what I want, I think a lot of men aren't used to a woman who knows what she wants and can honestly say that she sometimes doesn't know what she wants in other areas. I mean, I'm very honest and I don't know that maybe men aren't used to that, I guess. I really don't know, but I'm very...
We just don't want to hear your shit. It's not that they're not used to it. I mean, they run into train wrecks all the time, I'm sure. It's very off-putting. It's not a matter of being used to it or not.
Dismissive. So if you are going to challenge... I had a guy challenge me when I told him I'd never really dated before, because I hadn't. I've been in a relationship since I was 12 years old. This is the first time in my adult life that I have ever been single. I have never been single since I was 12. So this is a new experience for me. Honestly, I had to learn how to be single. So I have to give people more chances, so not be so dismissive.
Learning how to be single. It's just not a good thing for a woman to ever be single. And a lot of these women throw their marriages away because they feel like they never had a whole phase. They never had the opportunity to be single, as if that's a good thing. It's not going to be a party at this age. I mean, I get the appeal, I guess, of an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old wanting to be single. They want to go out, party, get drunk, have sex with Chad and stuff. But, I mean, at this age, it's not going to be anything glamorous to be single.
I like to spend money.
We know.
Let me be very clear. Very clear. I like to spend my money. So I'm not the best saver, I will say that. And it was a huge pain point between my second husband and I. But because he never worked and I made all the money, and this is a very terrible attitude to have if you're married, I didn't feel like he could say nothing to me about what I spent my money on.
Exactly. I feel like I predicted this. Well, I just said earlier, a man going to want to have some say and how the money being spent, regardless, you know, which party is making it. You know, he's going to want to put his manly common sense in the equation when it comes to how the family money is being spent. But she felt like, this is my money. I spend my money how I want to spend my money. You sit down and shut up. But didn't she try to make it seem like he was intimidated and that's why they got divorced? No, you was on some bullshit. That's why y'all got divorced.
Because you're not providing. But again, very
typical. Well, that was the issue. So that was the issue. Because when you said earlier, when you started making more money, I think this is a challenge because we have so many women who are doing well financially, right? So what happens when you're... I think that most men don't mind a woman that makes more money. What they mind is feeling belittled because you make more money. And I think that if you guys were married, you know, listen, it's your marriage, you could do as you want. But because you made the money, and like you just said right now, he couldn't tell you nothing because you made the money, but you guys were married. So granted, you were the one at this moment in time making more money. For him, he probably felt like, oh, you feel like you have the power because you make the money, but we're a unit. And that was probably the issue you guys had.
Well, yeah, this is what I say. Women who make big money should deposit the check into the man account. Get you a dude, retire a dude, go to work and put the money in his account. Let him run it like the man. You know? That's my advice to women like this who make big money.
No, that wasn't the issue we had.
You just said that. Okay, well, I'm going to let you.
It was a issue. It was not the issue. My ex-husband cheated on me from day one.
Oh, God. Well, if he cheated on you from day one and you stayed with him for 8 years, then it should have just been cool from then on. If him cheating on you from day one was such a deal breaker, like, I get tired of that, man. I get tired of that. Him cheating couldn't have been that big of an issue if you stayed for 8 years, if you'd been cheating from day one. Did you not know he was cheating from day one? Just stay single, man.
We never really should have gotten married. I shouldn't, but we were together for 8 years and I made a decision about my life. And I said, you know, I understood he didn't want to be married and I let it ride for 8 years. And I said, you know, I woke up one day and I'm like, I don't want to be somebody's forever girlfriend. So I had a very candid conversation with him to just say, hey, I know you don't want to be married and I'm fine with that. So I am ready to let this relationship go.
So y'all was together for all those years and you was ready to let a relationship go as a single mother. You was a teen mom and you was ready to let a relationship go just because y'all wasn't officially married. But then I thought he was cheating on you from day one. Just nothing adds up.
And in that very, very moment, he said, oh, so you want to get married? And I said, well, yeah. And this was stupid.
Wait, were you guys married? You guys were married, right?
We got married the next day.
Oh, wait, I'm confused.
This woman lying, bro.
Yeah, we weren't married. I thought this was your husband you were talking about. I'm sorry? We weren't married.
Oh, I thought you guys were married.
Yeah, we weren't married for the first 8 years, but we got married after 8 years. We were living together for 8 years.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that was your husband. So I misunderstood. Well,
he was my ex. He's my ex-husband now. We were together for 15 years.
Say it again.
He's my ex-husband now. We got married after 8 years. And then we divorced recently, like in 2020.
Okay. So we were talking about your flaws.
Yes. A dismissive. I can be better, just being better with money. I need somebody that's good with money. Like, I'm more than willing to... The type of trust I want in a marriage is that I want to be able to give you my check and you deal with it.
Yeah, that's what you should have did with the other guy or this guy, whatever the fuck. Yeah, that's what every woman who make big money should do. Find a guy who got good characteristics. Look, women need to realize they're going to have to settle. All women have to settle. All people have to settle when it comes to relationships because all people have big major flaws that somebody would be justified in saying, nah, I can't do it. That's too big of a red flag. You know? Women think they're going to get this tall, handsome man who's a provider who makes six figures. It's just not going to happen. He's going to be cheating or something, or he ain't going to work or something. Women got to decide which two major red flags you want to deal with. Or maybe he got a job, but he ain't ambitious. You don't get everything.
I'll pay whatever bills or whatever, but I want you to do this.
I'm doing too much. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Finish telling me.
Oh, what was I saying? I lose my train of thought.
Well, yeah, because you talk too damn much. Maybe if you cut down some of the responses, you can keep track with the conversation.
Would you ask me? What were we?
The flaws. Okay, I think you gave it to us, right?
I said dismissive, being better with money, and sex.
Okay, you have some paid questions. Do you want them?
Sure.
D Green said, just curious, how did you meet your ex-husbands if you never dated? Was it an arranged marriage?
No. When I say we never dated, I mean, what happens is we had an immediate connection and then we were just in a relationship.
Well, that don't sound sane. And then you wonder why it didn't work out, or you wonder why he was cheating on you from day one. All this is your fault. Everything that ever happened to you in your life, ma'am, is your fault. I mean, I don't know what happened in your childhood or whatever, but yeah.
That's not dating. I met my husband. He wasn't my husband then, obviously, but I met him in November. Thanksgiving was the first time I guess if you wanted to call that a date, November Thanksgiving Day. And he moved in with me December 5th. So we just had a connection.
Together 2 weeks after knowing each other.
No, I didn't know. We didn't move in together. He moved in with me.
Right. So you knew what it was from the beginning, as far as him not working or whatever. Like, you knew what it was. You signed up for that in the beginning. It ain't like he was working and lost his job and never found another one or nothing. Like, yeah, the more they talk, the more they tell on themselves.
So yeah,
You said you met him Thanksgiving Day, right?
No. I met him like I had just had a breast reduction, and I had met him like November 6th. I was on leave, so I met him like November 6th, and he had, you know, we were just kind of talking back and forth. He was doing something. He was married at the time that I didn't know.
Sure, you didn't know. I wish I could know how many lies are really being told on this stream right now. He was married and you didn't know. He was cheating on you from day one. You didn't know. Okay, lady. And think about the carelessness of letting some random guy you knew for a few weeks move in with you and your kid. Think about it.
Finally came over Thanksgiving Day. And that was kind of, I guess, if you wanted to call it a date, I guess that was the first date, maybe. But he moved in 2 weeks later into my house.
Okay, so you knew him for a month before he moved in.
I don't even really think I knew him for a month. I mean, we weren't talking like every day or anything like that.
That's mental illness. A dude you haven't even known a month, and it ain't like y'all having deep 5-hour conversations for, you know, a few weeks, and you just felt so connected with him. You just said y'all wasn't even talking like that. You just moved a complete stranger into your house with your offspring. And this is why a large percentage of women aren't even mentally fit to reproduce.
But that was on you then, for allowing somebody to move in with you that you barely knew, right?
Of course. Like I said, when you're doing things in the moment, you get caught up in the moment.
Now, was that the guy that you was with for 8 years?
No, we were together for about 15 years. We were
okay,
we
but this is the guy that you were with for 8 years, and then you got
my
married.
My second husband.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Marcus says, people, you can say what you want without complaining about your ex or men did. It just sounds like you're complaining the whole interview.
Facts.
I don't know what he means by that. I don't ever say anything bad about my ex-husband. I will never.
That's all you've been doing the whole interview. I'm noticing that, man. Everything she say she don't do, she been doing the whole interview. Bars.
Never say a negative word about him, but I do speak my truth.
Oh,
so,
God.
You know, it's mine. It's mine to own. So I don't know if that young man thinks that I'm complaining about my ex-husband. That can be further from the truth, because I learned a lot I mean, my ex-husband taught me how to cook. My ex-husband helped me understand what single men are looking for. My
He sounds like a good guy. You probably should have stayed with him.
Husband helped me understand men in general. That's why I'm very skeptical a lot of times of men, and I understand how they move, and I can look in a man's eyes and see if he's really with the woman or if that woman is with him. So my ex-husband taught me a lot, so I would never complain about the time we spent together. Good, bad, or indifferent, it helped me be the woman I am today. And because I love me, I have to deal with whatever came, you know, with him. So I love him for helping me be a better me. So,
okay. Divine Photo says, what did you learn from your two previous marriages? You talk a lot. Do you believe you're ready to date because you seem like you've been through a lot of trauma?
Exactly. What did I learn from that? I need to love myself first. I thought I loved myself. But I didn't. I thought I loved myself because I took care of myself. Like, I did all the things, got my hair done, got my nails. So I thought that was loving myself. But loving yourself also means not allowing anybody to disrespect you. I was in domestic abuse relationships since I was 12 years old.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, it's time for her to just stay single. Please stay single, ma'am. You know, I'm sorry. You need therapy. Please just go get some therapy.
My first son's father was, he was 17. And I was being beaten at 12. Okay, so my experience with relationships all centered around me being validated by a man. So I,
yeah, look, that's your point of your existence. Yes, to be validated by a man as a woman. Yeah. Where were your parents at, man? Why were you 12? I mean, dating a 17-year-old. What?
I had to learn what it meant to love me. What does it mean to love TD? What does she like to do? What does she like to do outside of what somebody else thinks?
And all women seem to come to this point where they try to find themselves outside of their family, outside of being a wife, outside of being a mother. And I mean, why can't you find an identity while being in a family? Like, I don't know, man. When they try to find themselves, it never turns out into anything positive for society or family.
So that's what I've learned. I've learned how to love and to be at peace with myself and to be at peace being single. And I think that's a big problem for me. And yes, I talk a lot. Yeah, I spend my life on the phone. My entire life is talking. So it is what it is.
Okay. This will be the last one. It says, let me read it first. Jet Ski Poppy said, red hair, fingernails, dress. That is throwing serious men off. Seems like you want a conservative man, but you don't present as a conservative person based on your appearance and things you said.
Well, I like that you assumed that I wanted a conservative man. I've never dated a conservative man.
Well, I mean, the whole praying and this and that, and he controlled the money. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth, man. You're just talking to hear yourself talk. We all know you love hearing yourself talk. You don't want a dude to stay at home because he ain't being a real man. But then you're not looking for a conservative man. Just stop.
I don't even know that conservative men they don't really even approach me because the minute
why would they? You have red hair and half of your head is shaved. And you old.
Start talking or we start having a conversation and I don't sound like I'm easy to get over on, they, you know, I don't know, something happens. But it is 11:29 at night. I just got out of the gym, just took a shower, so I don't know how conservative you want me to be at 11 o'clock at night, but you know your opinion is respected.
Okay, and there we
have. All right, everybody bounced out. I'm gonna end it there. I'll see y'all tonight at 8 p.m. Central.